Just imagine you are walking through a beautiful patch of Queensland's wilderness. And there's a little stream and you hear something. Oh my goodness. What is that? Would you be able to identify that sound if you heard it? Well, let me paint you an even better picture. The stream that you might have heard that sound in is sitting in a national park in the Sunshine State. It's a rather special national park, one that is also home to creatures that don't sound exactly like that, but are important nonetheless. I'm talking about a particular type of spiny crayfish, a particular type of frog, and that animal. So what is it? Where is it? You'll find out right after this. It's that time again. Time for you to put on your gear and head into the wild. Without lifting a finger or moving a muscle, because I'm going to take you there. Queensland has 250 plus national parks. We're going to take you to one this afternoon. Your guide is park ranger Rowan Hamink. Rowan, good afternoon. Where are we travelling today?
Afternoon, Kat. So today we're travelling to Yungala National Park.
Yungala National Park. Put me on a map. Where are we?
Right, so for those who haven't heard of Yungala, it's in central Queensland. It's located about 80 kilometres west of Mackay, and it sits right atop the Clark Connors Range. So it's at quite a high altitude, and the landscape here is dominated by a very unique cloud rainforest.
Let's talk about some of the other special features of this park, and I'm talking about the creatures. I played a little bit of a sound of a particular type of animal that mystified the world when Europeans first came across it a couple of hundred years ago and is still fairly elusive. The platypus likes to make its home in your park. How many?
It sure does. It's hard to put a number on them, but there's definitely no shortage of platypus here. So I'd guarantee if you're patient enough, that you'd absolutely 100% get to see one in the wild. And that's why most people, I'd say, come up here is specifically to see one of these fascinating native animals swimming in their natural habitat.
They're just extraordinary. I've never had the pleasure of seeing one in the wild, so I'm writing Yungala down on my list of places to visit in Queensland. But it's not just the platypus. There are many other wonderful creatures in your park, a couple of them pretty endangered. You had a crayfish and a frog.
Yeah, that's right. There's quite a few animals which have evolved to be locally quite distinct, and we have others which are completely unique and endemic only to the Yungala area. Seeing as it's bird week, I'd have to go with the Yungala honey eater.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah, so this bird, again, with sort of similar to the platypus, we get people coming up here for the sole reason of seeing one of these birds in the wild, and they're not found anywhere else at all. They're one of the last described birds in Australia, and I guess locally, they could almost be considered quite common. However, they're still considered vulnerable due to the fact that they're so isolated and have such a small distribution.
What sound? Can you do the sound that they might make, these honey eaters?
Look,
do they have a call?
They do, but I don't think I'd do that one justice at all. probably not going to help you spot one. But there is plenty of recordings online, and that would definitely put you in the right direction to seeing one.
The Yungala honey eater, one of the fantastic features of the Yungala National Park in Queensland, in central Queensland, no less, about 80 kilometres west of Mackay through the scenic Pioneer Valley. What do you need to know about getting there, please, Park Ranger Rowan Hamink? Is it accessible?
Yeah, it's quite easily accessible. So You know, most people tend to sort of race up and down the east coast, just either heading north or south, but it's certainly worthwhile stopping and taking a slight detour west of Mackay. And you just sort of follow the sign straight up through the Pioneer Valley, which is, it's quite an enjoyable drive through beautiful grazing land and cane farms. And all of a sudden, this range sort of just rises up around you, and before you know it, you're just climbing up and up and up, and that's when you sort of know that that you're arriving at somewhere that's pretty special.
I can't imagine how beautiful your job must be on a day-to-day basis, walking around, keeping everything in order in this special part of the state. If I wanted to come and have a bit of a holiday up there, what's the camping situation like? What sort of amenities have you got for the human folk?
Yeah, we've got some fantastic amenities here for considering how remote and sort of wild this area is. There's toilets available at all of our campgrounds and day use areas. There's a good selection of picnic tables. We have gas barbecue facilities. There's an information centre which is run by a fantastic group of volunteers, and also a kiosk for light refreshments and snacks.
Well, obviously pets aren't allowed, but that's okay. Lots of opportunity to enjoy a different kind of wildlife. I need to ask, Rowan, as the boss of the park, that's what I've just given you that title, what's your secret tip, sir? Can you give us something special that you like to do that you think other people would enjoy too?
Yeah, I'm not going to give out all of my secrets just yet. Certainly my pick would have to be Finch Haddon Gorge. It's a slightly different section of Yungala National Park, which is accessed from the valley. So there's signs to turn off within a couple of hundred metres of Finch Haddon Township. And Finch Haddon Gorge, you've got this beautiful, pristine, emerald green rainforest. There's huge granite boulders, crystal clear creeks and streams, which run right down from the mountaintops. Endless variety of cascades, waterfalls, and arguably some of the best freshwater swimming holes in the country.
That sounds magnificent, mate. Thanks for sharing your patch of paradise with us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Park Ranger Rowan Haymink taking you for a visit to the Yungala National Park.